Kids say some pretty silly stuff. We could all use a little bit of silliness in our lives. I've been writing down some of the goofy, curious, and outrageous things my kids have been saying over the years. Each month, we'll analyze what they said and produce an original song based on their words. I'm Kevin, and these are songs my kids wrote. Hello, and welcome to episode 2 of Songs My Kids Wrote. Today, I am here with...
Darren,
and we are going to be writing a song based on something that Darren said when he was a little bit younger.
Three
years old, that's right. The way that the show is going to go most of the time is I have been keeping track of some things that my kids have said over the years, and we're going to take some time and make a song out of those wonderful quotes that they have. So this... is from December 30th, 2015. That day, December 30th, 2015, Darren was 3 years old, and he said, and I quote, "This is the song, I don't want to go upstairs." Now, Darren, do you have any idea why you would have said that?
I was just being weird.
You were being weird. Now, why would you have said, "This is the song, I don't want to go upstairs"?
I don't want to go upstairs.
Yeah, but why would you have said, "This is the song, I don't want to go upstairs"?
Because I was going to sing song.
Well, what do we do every night before you go to bed?
Listen to songs.
Listen to songs, right? So in that year, we were living at our old house, and we would listen to our songs. We would watch our videos on the TV that was downstairs, and then we would go upstairs to bed. Now we don't do that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Instead, we do our songs in Mommy and Daddy's room, and then you walk over to your rooms after brushing your teeth. The way I remember this, and I could be wrong about this because it was 5 years ago, we were listening to songs, and you wanted another song, and we said, "No, it's time for bed," and you said, "How about another song? This is the song. I don't want to go upstairs." That sound right?
Mm-hmm.
We talked about that. Name of your song, "This is the song, I don't want to go upstairs," and I asked you to write some ideas down about reasons why you would not want to go upstairs. Can you take a look at your list here and tell us what some of those things are?
I don't want any tubbies.
Okay, you don't want any tubbies. What's that mean?
That I don't want to get clean.
You don't want to get clean? Okay, what's next?
I want to play on our Nintendo Switch.
Okay.
Or play with Legos.
All right.
Maybe make some cuties books.
What are the cuties for people who don't know?
They're Beanie Boos and Beanie Babies. Because I'm holding Ponga right now and he's a Beanie Baby.
Okay, what's next?
And draw a picture.
You like to draw?
Mm-hmm. Or watch Power Rangers.
Mm-hmm.
I might go outside or play Cars with Bennett.
Mm-hmm.
And eat a snack. Or play school with Pongo. And dress up Pongo or read a book.
Okay, so a lot of them are based around Pongo.
Mm-hmm.
Some video games, playing with your brother, eating things, watching TV. So we've got some ideas there. And we're going to write a short song based on your words. "This is the song, I don't want to go upstairs." Do you have any idea how that song might go?
Mm-mm.
No idea. All right. So we're going to talk it over a little bit and maybe come up with a bit of a melody here. And then we're going to start to piece our song together based on Darren's ideas. Be right back. We are back and we had a really productive writing session.
Yes.
We got a chorus written pretty quickly.
A chorus and also a verse too.
Right. No, just practice. That's all you're doing is just practicing.
Okay.
Very good. What I hadn't told Darren when we were first talking was that I actually, when I woke up that morning that we recorded the first part of this, I had a melody in my head.
I don't want to go upstairs.
And I don't know where it came from, and I hope I didn't take it from anybody, but it seemed to have worked out pretty well, so I taught it to Darren, and he played it on the keyboard right away. And I worked on the bass part and added a little bit of guitar, a little bit of drums, and then Darren added his vocals. What do you think of the song, Darren?
I think it went well.
You think it went well? What was your favorite part?
The ending.
The ending? What's at the ending? Well, we don't want to spoil it. We'll let people hear it for themselves, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm really proud of you because this is the first time that you've done one of these by yourself. Usually mm-hmm. when we do songs, we do them, your brother and you and me together. And
except there's no Bennett.
No, there's no Bennett this time. So he'll be joining me next month for the next song. So that's, is there anything else you want to say about the song, I Don't Want to Go Upstairs?
Not really.
Okay, well, we hope that you enjoyed this week's episode of Songs My Kids Wrote. And we hope that you will subscribe to the podcast or like and subscribe on YouTube if you're watching and listening to this there. And I'll be back next month with my other son and a new idea and a new song that my kids wrote. Here we go. This is the song, I Don't Want to Go Upstairs.
I don't want to go upstairs. Spend time, but I don't really care. I'd rather draw a picture, eat a snack, play on the Switch, fiddle Lego stack. Anything but have to go up there. I don't wanna go upstairs. I know it's almost time, but I still wanna stay outside. We could play school, we could read a book, we could dress up hunger like a cook. I don't wanna go upstairs. It's a bad time, but I don't really care. I'd rather draw a picture or eat a snack, play on the Switch, build a Lego stack. Anything but have to go up there. I don't wanna go, I just don't wanna go. I don't wanna go upstairs. Nope. Play on the Switch, build a Lego stack.